Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
I am honored today to have as my guest Jen Swanson. Jen lives in Vancouver with her husband, Scott. They have two children who have finished college and out of the house and two teenagers in high school. So you can imagine what her calendar is like. She made some time today to meet with me and we're thankful. Jen hosts a long-running weekly podcast that used to be called The Communication Diva, but now it's called Careers by Jen. Jen offers online courses and writes articles and books about succeeding in the workplace and in life. She speaks to large audiences on various topics of leadership, conflict resolution, and health, just to name a few. She speaks around North America and also every Sunday because Jen is a ordained United Church of Canada minister and she serves a congregation there part-time. Jen is here today to talk to us about two small-time leaders in her life. Welcome, Jen Swanson. Well, hello, Jen. It's good to talk with you again, all the way from Vancouver, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to talk to you, Michael.
How is your day going?
My day's great. I actually got up early. That's a challenge these days.
Yeah, I got up late. Actually, an appointment woke me up this morning. So, anyway, I was so glad to have you today on Small Time Leaders, where you'll share something that someone did that changed your life forever. But before I ask you to share with tell us one thing you're grateful for in your life today.
I am really grateful for collaboration and collegial collaboration. I just came off of a call with a couple of other clergy members. I'm a clergy member myself, and there are three of us now joining forces to create some online worship experiences. And instead of trying to each do our own thing and get burnt out and exhausted, we're joining together and hoping that what we do is meaningful for all of our communities.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that great? Because it's so easy to get isolated during this time. So I am grateful for that as well. Well, Jen, tell the listeners about someone in your life that made a big difference for you.
Well, when I was 16, I was very, very involved in my teenage years in community theater. I loved theater. I thought I wanted to go off to theater school and become an actress. And I had met a woman who just fascinated me at the local theater. She was elegant. She was beautiful. She was somewhat famous. She had a yoga program on television for years. And this was before internet and all that. So she was quite something. She had trained as an actor and she was just lovely. I ended up every once in a while having tea with her at her home and trying to soak up this elegance and this loveliness. And she would talk to me about everything from health food, because she was very into health food. She'd written a number of cookbooks on health food before that was popular. And she knew a lot about drama, and she knew a lot about, of course, yoga. And I was fascinated with her.
How did you meet? Her name was Karine, right?
Her name was Karine, and we met at the theater. And she was in a play, and I did everything from being on stage to being backstage, stage managing and tech support. Right. And she was one of the actors on stage in a play at one point. So that's how we met.
All right. So tell us about something that stays with you now that's changed your life from what Karine shared with you.
Well, I remember one of the things that she said to me often was to look after yourself. And she said that she was very, very clear about looking after your body and your health through exercise, through what you eat, through good food. And because she said, if you don't look after yourself, you can't look after anyone else. And how you look after your your body and your mind. She taught meditation. She did all of that. Okay. And she said, if you don't do that, then you can't be of service to the world.
Mm. How long ago was that? I mean, she was a trend. She had to be some kind of trendsetter, because I know you're a little bit older than 20 right now. So
I'm a lot older than 20. That was more than 30 years ago. Yeah. So she was probably, I know that she's not quite 80 now. Mm-hmm. And so she must have been in her 40s. And I was 16, 17, 18 when I hung out with Corrine from time to time.
So how does what she said, how does that play out in your life and your work today?
Well, it's funny because I meditate daily mm-hmm. and try to exercise, although I haven't, with this COVID thing, I haven't been doing what I should be doing, and trying to eat well. I spend a lot of time cooking and working on healthy eating. And, you know, I wish I had her cookbooks now, because I know she had given me some way back when. And I thought they were kind of weird, because it was all about, you know, it was all about grains and healthy, you know, all this crunchy granola stuff that was a little unfamiliar in the world of Kraft dinner and
the things we threw away. She's sounded like a lady way ahead of her time. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So as a pastor, besides personally, you said that influences you. How does who she was and how she was in your life impact you in your leadership position?
I think she had she paid attention when you were with her. You knew that she saw you and she listened well. Mm-hmm. She was a good listener, and you were very important in her eyes when you were in front of her. Like, she paid attention. She listened fully. She wasn't doing 15 other things. And I think that's why she made me feel special when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18. Like, why is this famous, lovely, elegant, amazing actress paying attention to me? I was trying to soak up all of the things she stood for when I sat with her. I think that influences me now, is trying to pay attention to people and try not to be distracted and be focused on the person in front of me.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jen, thanks so much for sharing your story about the importance of paying attention and being present with the person that's with you, and remind us all to look after ourselves so we can look after others, which is so important today. And we look forward to hearing you in my next podcast, which will show in a couple of days. Anything you'd like to say before we leave this?
I just that it's important to look after yourself now, because it's hard. Life is hard right now. And it's not selfish. Self-care is not selfish. It helps you to be the best you can be, so that you can help those that you love and that you serve in the world.
Well, thank you, Jen. And Jen has a podcast called Careers by Jen, and we'll have information about that on the show notes. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Small Time Leaders.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.